That's the best bread pudding I ever ate.
Hi, I'm Nia Hyacinth, and you just heard my great-grandmother.
Eva Seely.
She's 89 years old and a child of a Bajan parent. Bajans are citizens of the small but beautiful island of Barbados. As a little girl, she always told me stories about her father migrating to America and carrying his delicious recipes with him. One of her all-time favorites that he always made was bread pudding. She tried thousands of bread puddings, but nothing comes close to Barbados bread pudding.
Grandma, does anybody make bread pudding like they do in Barbados?
No. They make it different here in America than they do that Barbados. I love the Barbados bread pudding.
As a native New Yorker, I'm surrounded with people from all over the world. You get to learn about many different cultures other than your own. Food is one of the many ways to learn and connect to cultures. As a child of a Haitian immigrant, I was able to learn so much about my family's culture and history through food. For example, soup jumo. On New Year's, Haitians eat soup jumo to celebrate our Haitian independence. It was pretty easy to adapt to Haitian food, but for those who actually moved to another country, they might not have the same experience. It might all be a culture shock to them. They'll either like it or won't. Basilio Guzman and Brittany Vivas, two juniors from Food and Finance High School, have both moved here from the Dominican Republic. They take pride in being Dominican, but when it comes to food, they have their differences.
Well, I was born in the yard, so I was eating every day in the yard and then coming here to this country and tasting the same food from here. Like, tasting the same Caribbean food, but it's not the same. Like, it's just, like, let's say the food there is original and here is like the brother. It's not the same. It's not the same flavor. They don't cook in the same form. You know, the spices are different.
On the other hand, Brittany disagrees.
I think the food is the same from here to DR. I feel like it's better here because over there in DR, you always have to substitute something that you don't have. You can't like go to the store and buy turkey. You can buy turkey here. You got to get turkey from like out of the country to get it in DR.
She believes when it comes to cooking food, it's better to cook it in America because of the ingredients, but also the sanitation.
Why will you trust United States more than DR and food? How you know that they put in no chemicals inside or chicken?
I never said they weren't putting any chemicals, but I'm saying the New York State laws, they have different laws for preparing food than they do in DR. For example, you know how there's different temperatures to cook meats and stuff in DR? DR, they don't have that.
But in DR, we kill the animal. We see it. It's not like we put some type of chemical when we're eating it. It's not like we're eating fake meat. We're eating original meat that we killed ourselves and we know what we're eating.
The same thing happens here, bro.
Basilio and Brittany are both speaking about places they lived before, but for my mom, she had a different experience. My mother grew up in America with an African father who taught her a whole lot of culture from back home in Ghana.
Some of the dishes that I remember him cooking was the fufu and the peanut stew chicken. I remember him making a lot of fufu and it being like doughy and... You know, I remember that vividly, him making the fufu, but I really enjoyed the peanut stew chicken more. I loved it. I love it to this day, and I loved it then. You know, they use a combination of peanut butter, tomato, so you get that, like, rich brown, orange color, and then you throw the ginger with it, so you get all those rich colors and the taste and the flavor, and yeah, just incredible.
My mother and I share similar experiences. We're both native New Yorkers who fathers are immigrants. Our experiences of learning about culture is completely different from immigrants. They are in an entire unfamiliar place and have to adapt to new things such as food.
For me, you know, I'm an American child with one immigrant parent. So being American, I like my American food, but I also enjoy the other part of my culture. So yeah, it's different because, you know, you really you love your other the other part of you. You love the food, but you love your American food. Your whatever American food is, you love it.
Yeah, speaking to Dad, it's like he loves his food.
Yeah,
but then it's like once you come over, then you get two sides.
Right. Yeah.
And for a child of an immigrant, it's like you're already put into the American culture, so you have the American food, but then when your parent cooks for you, it's like you have your heritage, your culture.
Right. So you basically, you know, get to experience the best of both worlds.
Can someone understand their culture and heritage through the lens of food? The best person that can get to the root of my question is my father.
Mikelaj Hyacinth. I was born in Haiti, and I migrated to the U.S. with my twin brother at the age of 5. When we got off the airplane to JFK, walking through customs, it was so bright and colorful, because in Haiti there's not much light and things are not too colorful, but it was something I remembered, and it still sticks with me to this day.
For my dad, it was easy adapting to the American culture.
I mean, there's something about being in your native-born country and having the food that you grew up eating for the first time as a kid. But I think, you know, we're such a connected world where the taste is relatively the same. Especially if my mom is making it. Especially with food, with respect to social differences and cultural differences, I think food definitely helped integrate my ability as a kid, born in Haiti and immigrating to the U.S.
After talking to everyone, I learned how much of a culture shock it could be migrating to another country. Food, however, helps you connect to your heritage and ease homesickness. Cooking and eating food keeps you connected to your native homeland and is a part of cultivating new experiences in the present. For Heritage Radio Network, this is Nia Hyacinth.